Okay, welcome back everyone to another episode of the first inning, and it's the ending of the winter meetings 2003, and it worked out pretty good for the Yankees. We got a bunch of players. We're going to talk about that now and everything else that happened in the winter meetings. I got my man Peretero. He's on the bus right now on his way home, and we're going to talk some baseball. So, man, so I saw you on Instagram at Yankee Stadium the other day.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, definitely. That's really cool. Didn't know it will be open this time of year. Well, only for the football game. But, you know, apparently I guess they want to sell merchandise too. You know, 50% off, you know. Like, you can find yourself good deals. Like, you know, I think everything was for $8, the floor, like the shirts.
Wow.
Yeah, so you should definitely stop by one day. If you ever want to meet up, we could go together.
Yeah, definitely, man. I haven't gone around that side. I always go through the back side.
Yeah.
I don't pass through that side.
If you ever want to meet up, so, you know, get close, like, you could definitely, $8, like, you're going to find that, like, you know, after that, everything's going to probably be close to 30.
It's true, man. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, the Yankees got Alex Verdugo and Juan Soto, finally. Something has happened.
Juan Soto, like, you know, that's the thing I'm happy about, Juan Soto. Like, that's what we needed right there. Like, I don't know about the Verdugo trade. Like, it is what it is, but I don't know if we're going to get Lee now. I wanted Lee, but I guess we got Verdugo instead. I wanted Lee, though.
Yeah, man. Alex Verdugo and Trent Grisham.
Yeah,
we got those two guys.
Yeah, I don't think we got him either.
And Soto. We got Soto, too. So we got a few outfielders.
Yeah.
Obviously, now I guess they're going to play Aaron Judge in center field.
Yeah.
Now, the whole big thing is now, this weekend, the signing of Yokomoto now. I wonder if the Yankees will get him or not. That's going to be interesting to see.
I was watching Yankees Hot Zone the other day. That I think they're willing to give him the money, but I don't think they're willing to give him the money. They're not willing to give him, what's the call, money over... Basically, he got to the point that he's making over more than Garrett Cole. I think they would give him the money, but if it's like the price is over like more money than Garrett Cole makes a year, they're not gonna probably give it to him because, of course, you know, they don't want him. Like, you know, Garrett Cole's the number one guy, so it shouldn't be like to a point where somebody else is making more than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be kind of weird, right?
Yeah. I think that's what they were saying. Michael Kay was saying they would go for it, but if he's asking more than what Garrett Cole's making here, I don't think they're gonna do that because, you know, why would somebody that's not your ace gonna be making more than your ace? You know what I mean?
And your captain too.
Oh yeah, true. That's true too.
You know, like, you're gonna make more than Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
And you haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, true. So I don't know.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. Next year, we just gonna focus on watching these games.
Yeah.
And document them to the best we can.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, maybe you can start a YouTube channel or something like that. Maybe get Bryson to start a YouTube channel over there. And start making videos if you guys want to, but you don't have to. I'm just saying. But
you know, right now, I don't have I wouldn't say I have the schedule, but you know, like I did have an Instagram account, like where I used to post lineups every day and stuff like that. I used to put like breaking news, but I don't know. I feel like I didn't have not the energy. I just I would just be doing too much to put up stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just you wasn't like really motivated, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't motivation, But then at the same time, it was like, oh, I got it from news, like stuff like that. It was that type of stuff. Even now, I don't think I would be motivated to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. But, you know, we could still make content for Instagram or whatever it is. You know how you do.
Yeah. Like, we're definitely, like, I'm obviously on the podcast, so I'm doing that. So, you know, that's obviously easier for me because, you know, I'm talking to you. It's not like, oh, I got to type this down or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, social media could be a trip sometimes, man.
Yeah, you know, definitely. But, you know, definitely, you know, as the years go by, it's going to get better because, you know, obviously I have a microphone and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to somehow set up a video camera. So, you know, we're talking like face to face.
Yeah, in the future, man, we got a long way to go.
Yeah, definitely, you know, as the years go by, obviously the content's going to get better.
Yeah, of course, because you're going to want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously, like,
in your own creative way. You know,
obviously, like, you know, obviously I get motivated for this every week because, you know, obviously, like, I've always, like, wanted to do a podcast with somebody, but I didn't know, like, I couldn't find the host, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know it's hard to do, man, but, you know, in time, you get better at it, man, you know?
Yeah, you know, definitely. I just didn't want to get offline with the news, but, you know, I just put that on, you know, my perspective.
Yeah, it's better when people do their own thing, though, you know, and not following somebody else.
What do you mean?
You know, you do your own creativity, you know?
Yeah.
You're not copying, you know, you're doing your own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like, for me, I would just break the news down and just, like, I don't know, no motivation or whatever, you know, because I have to do that every day. And it's like, you know, I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. On second note, nobody said anything about Shohei Ohtani.
I heard, like, I was reading that Brian Cashman talked to Shohei Ohtani's agent, but nothing is set in stone. I think they just talked.
So I wonder if he's actually going to go to the Dodgers or not.
Yeah, I don't know if he's coming to the Yankees, but I don't know why Cashman had to speak to his agent for. I don't know what was that about.
But let me break down what happened in the winter meeting so far. Let me give you the list of things that happened. Red Sox to acquire Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, from St. Louis?
Yeah. Royals exploring pitching market, have interest in Steph Lugo.
Wait, who has the interest in Steph Lugo?
The Royals are looking to get Steph Lugo.
Oh, okay.
The Arizona Diamondbacks signed a 4-year deal with Eduardo Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The White Sox outright Edgar Navarro, whatever that means.
Wait, Navarro who?
Edgar Navarro from the White Sox?
What up? Are you
going
to the White Sox?
Let me see. White Sox have outrighted right-hander Edgar Navarro. Among those related news, the 40-man roster is now at 39 through their deal with righty Eric Freddy has yet to be made official. But where is he going? Let me see. Doesn't really say. That's not a full article there. Okay, so The Rays acquired Jack Magnum as PTBNL from Belgian Enforcer trade, whatever that means is.
Pitching. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to do the best I can. I have to have it up in the air, getting on another bus. But yeah, I'm hearing you.
No, that's all good. I'm just running down what, you know, what happened, the list. The Mets signed Tyler Callaway to a minor league deal. Royals Mariners have shown trade interest in Tyler O'Neill. See what happens there with that. The Braves signed Zach Loke to a minor league deal. The Mariners, Diamondbacks showing interest in Joey Slower. They're going for him. Still possible. Let's see. The Yankees also re-signed Billy McKinney, Anthony Mwazi. What up?
That was the guy, remember the fifth
board
that when I got
him? Yeah, Billy McKinney. He was a Yankee last year.
No, I'm talking about the pitcher, Anthony. Remember, he was someone that got hit in the head, and we said, who's this guy, remember?
Oh, that's him? Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I see the name, yeah. Yeah, he got rocked.
Yeah.
Damn, hopefully he feels better. David Rubenstein is going to probably go to the Orioles. He's signing with the Orioles soon.
I never heard of that guy before.
I'm going to tell you right now. So, Kyler Group founder Dave Rubenstein is in talks to acquire the Baltimore Orioles. Oh, he's about to buy the old Baltimore Orioles. A guy, like the owner.
Somebody corporate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the only guy trying to buy the team at this point.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, he is. He's from the group of owners that own the Angels. He's like a stockholder in the Angels, and now he's gonna try to buy the Baltimore Orioles.
Well,
pretty much. Yeah, good luck with that. Jesus Christ.
What's the problem? He has a main team already, so it's not like he's gonna stress himself.
Yeah, I mean, the Baltimore Orioles do pretty well. The Mariners finalized coaching staff. Okay. The Mets signed Jorge Lopez or George Lopez, either or.
Wait, who signed?
The Mets, Jorge Lopez.
Oh wait, yeah, I remember him.
Let me see here. Astros signed Victor Cartini to a 2-year deal. We need to beat the Houston Astros this year, man. It's got to be our year.
We did, remember?
Yeah, but we got to actually, like, beat them.
Yeah.
You know, like, in the postseason and all that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, end them, you know?
Yeah.
But let's see what happens with that. Let me go to the Yankees. Let's see. Royals agreed to minor league deal with Mike Brosu. Man, these guys have some weird ass names, boy. Like, it makes me feel stupid when I read them. Like, what kind of names are these? Like, who's your mother? Corbin Burns, got that. They're still fighting for Corbin Burns, too.
Wait,
who? Corbin Burns, all these teams are fighting for him.
Are the Yankees like that?
Let me tell you, let me see. The Brewers. Let's see. The Brewers, Dodgers. Of course, the Yankees.
Corbin Burns is already a Brewer, so it's not like I think they're trying to trade him. But
The Yankees are in talks too, but I don't know about what. It's unclear.
Hey, you know, I'll be fine with Corbin Burns, man. Like, if the Yamamoto deal falls through and we got Corbin Burns, I'll be fine because, like, Corbin Burns is an elite pitcher.
Well, they could get them both.
Well, yeah, true. But, you know, Corbin Burns, he's been, like, top in Cy Young. So, you know, that rotation would look nasty. Imagine Burns, Cole, and then if Rodon returns to form, and, you know, Rodon could be an ace, too.
Yeah, it's true. Nah, I mean, that would be, like, awesome. You have the ultimate starting rotation, and then the starting nine with the lineup. It's crazy. Yeah, the Yankees just have to hit.
That would be like some type of shit like what the Astros did back then, but like a couple of years ago when they had Verlander, Cole, and Greinke and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, all the Yankees have to do is hit, and the pitching just has to hold the defense down.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, you know, Cole just needs to get more run support next year. Well, I hope so to provide that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be good, man. I can't wait, man. It made me become a fan again.
What'd you say?
I said with the deals that were made with Juan Soto, Verdugo, and all that, it makes me want to be a fan again.
Weren't you a fan the whole time?
Yeah, I was.
Huh?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, so I went to every game last year, almost every game.
I know, right? That's, man, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
We just need to wait for that pass to come out. And we'll be ready to go, man. I want to see some home runs by Soto, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's going to do, like, the Soto shuffle.
You know, but this year, like, I want to be more into, like, every pitch, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we want to see that. We want to see history made, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they do win the World Series, we could be like, yo, I remember that. You know what I mean? We gotta, you know, burn it into our minds, the memory.
But I feel like, you know, even though we had a terrible year, I was into every pitch too.
Yeah, I surely was too. But, you know, I'm saying, like, you know, like, this year I want to be at 110%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, like, I know we was at 100, but now this year I want to do it like at 110, man. Cause I feel like they could actually go somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it would be crazy, man, to see them actually go through the season with ups and downs. Of course, it's gonna be ups and downs.
Definitely, yeah, there is.
You know, hopefully nobody gets hurt or none of that, and the Yankees just make it to the playoffs. We just have to make it to the playoffs. You know, but I want them to go in with a full squad, you know, everybody healthy, you know?
Yeah, that's where we definitely.
You know, so hopefully they can achieve that. That'll be great.
I don't know if you looked at Juan Soto's Instagram. He already changed it to place with the New York Yankees organization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder, like, you know, like, I wonder how he feels, like, you know, he was over there with Machado and Tatis and all that. I wonder, like, you know, if he feels sad about it, or is he happy?
Yeah, that's like he's happy. First of all, yeah, he said he grew up a fan of Robinson Cano. Oh. And he said he
was a fan of. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, apparently, there was some stuff like where him, Tatis, and Machado didn't get along for some reason. You know, they didn't have the closest relationship.
Right.
I don't know what was that about, but yeah.
Didn't they argue or something before?
I think so.
Weren't they arguing in the dugout?
Yeah, I think they were.
And I think also Machado and Tatis argued before too.
Yeah, I don't know, but shouldn't be like when you have all that talent and you should be lockstep with each other and not like, you know what I mean? Because that ruins the team's chemistry.
Yeah, it surely does, man. Yeah, it puts everybody else down in a weird spot.
Yeah, so, you know, it looks like he was at the MLB store the day after they acquired him. That's crazy to me.
Who, Soto?
Here in New York.
Soto was here at the MLB store?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That would have been cool if we would have known. But it probably would have been like the same thing, though. It would have probably been the same thing where you just get a picture with him. You can't get an autograph.
Oh, yeah, it was enough, but he was there shopping, and he came unexpectedly. So, yeah, nobody knew about it. Nobody announced it. I guess he just showed up. Whoever was in the store that day was probably lucky to get a picture with him.
Yeah, oh man, that's dope. So he was just on vacation then, and he didn't even know he was going to get traded to New York. Ain't that something?
Yeah, basically. But nah, it was the day after the Yankees acquired him.
Oh, the day after. Got you. So maybe, what it was is that he had to go to New York for a physical.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's what it was. And the thing is, you remember, I don't know if you remember in the playoffs, I don't know if it was the World Series or one of the playoff games, where Jeter said, oh, I wouldn't mind if the Yankees traded for Soto. And look, he spoke that shit to existence.
Word. I remember he saying that, too. That was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes,
man. I'm just thinking about, wow, it's going to be exciting, man.
Yeah, definitely.
If we don't win this year, yo, we will never win.
Oh, yeah, right?
I'm telling you, man. I mean, if we don't win this year, damn, man, we never going to win nothing. We got everybody you can imagine. I mean, my God, they just have to play, man, and hit.
Yeah, we definitely.
You know, pitch and hit.
Yeah, well, obviously that's not I feel like pitching downgraded this year. Like the years before, like let's say 2022 and 2021, our pitching was great, but I don't know, I feel like it downgraded this year.
Well, they got Cole, they got Nestor Cortez, and they got Rodon. So they need, and they got Clark Smith.
But you know, the thing is, I feel like Nestor Cortez and Carlos Rodon didn't live up to the expectation. Of course, COVID, but of course, Clark Smith did. But I want to see all of them going there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know Nestor Cortez is going to pitch his butt off.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that I think they wanted Clark Smith in the Soto deal, but Cashman refused to give up for Clark Schmidt. I guess he thought he was a better starter than Michael King.
He is a better starter than Michael King. He is better than Michael King.
Well, yeah, as a starter, yeah.
Because Michael King would give up runs and all that, too.
Yeah.
He gave up a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good pitcher, though, still. But he did give up a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know, man. I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Yankees lately, though. They're being aggressive for who knows how long.
Oh, and talk about Clark Smith, right? Clark Smith pitched 8 games where the Yankees did not score a single run.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, that's unbelievable, right? I never heard of that.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever hear that in my life.
Yeah, right?
He pitched 8 games, and the Yankees did not score not one run. He was left on 0.
Damn, that's crazy.
So how do you win against that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you give up 1 run, or you give up 2 runs. I get it. But the Yankees have to be able to come back and score a run, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or tie the game up at least.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They got a lot to do, man.
Yeah, they definitely do.
You know, now the hitting coach must, his brain must have exploded by now.
I mean, maybe it makes his job easier if that Soto's a Yankee.
It sure does, but now you have to figure out, you know, how good is this guy? What's his weak points are, you know, to all of them anyway. You know, and hopefully, you know, they can execute on hitting the ball.
Yeah, listen, the thing about Soto, like, his walk rate is, like, you know what I mean? It's, like,
super big. Yeah, I remember you saying that it's up there with Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, what's up, Bob? But the thing, like, you know, the thing I was seeing that his strikeout rate increased a little bit, not that much. Maybe it was at 14% and it jumped up to 18%. I would like to see that go down a little bit, you know what I mean? Back to the 14%, you know?
Yeah, I want to just see him get hits.
The thing is, like, what I think he's doing, thing that I think he's trying to do is he's trying to hit the home runs, and it's home runs are fine, but we don't need that, just walk, you know, get your hits, you know what I mean?
True. This reminds me of, when Aaron Judge, last year when he hit 62. Right, that he bet it on himself without signing a contract or nothing. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing with Soto, that he's gonna only be here for 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's betting on himself, just like Aaron Judge did. So hopefully that makes him play, you know, to that level.
I really hope that he actually stay as a Yankee, you know.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, but. But you know what? If we win a World Series, I wouldn't really care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like also with Soto, he was in Petco Park is a pitcher friendly ballpark. So basically, maybe that's why his batting average went down a little bit.
True. True.
Because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to hit in a pitcher's friendly ballpark, and I feel like maybe he was trying to. That's why his strikeout rate went up a little bit, probably because, you know, he's trying to, like, he was probably trying to elevate the ball. But, you know, it's going to be easy for him in Yankee Stadium, so it's probably his strikeout rate would probably drop again.
You're absolutely right. The win has everything to do with it, you know?
I just hope they don't change his, I just hope they don't change it, and they give him that mentality when you become a Yankee, try to hit the ball to the fences or whatever, you know?
True, and you got to understand, too, that in San Diego, right, they have that strong wind coming out of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, true.
So that does a lot to the home runs right there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. I saw that home run he hit. Like, he's hit a couple of home runs here at Yankee Stadium. The one from last year was a moonshot. Like, he just dropped a bat, you know? And he did it in his rookie year, too, when he was 2018. So, basically, he was a 19-year-old, and he hit a home run at Yankee Stadium.
Wow. That's awesome, because Yankee Stadium is going to favor to him now. Because you know how that wind circulates.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know,
I feel like, this year coming up, I think it might be his best. It might be his best season of his career. Trust me when I tell you, he's gonna probably hit over 300.
Yeah, I think so, because Like we was talking about the wind. The wind in Yankee Stadium is like an ocean. Like it's coming from all different ways and all that. So if he just puts the ball in the air, it could float out. It could just float right out to a home run.
What's so far? And also, what I'm saying, oh, he also played all 162 games this year, so he's he doesn't get injured.
True. Hopefully he could he hopefully they could all play all the games. That'll be great.
I don't know if Boone's gonna allow him to play all the games, but obviously it's Aaron Boone, so he's gonna probably give him a rest day. But obviously, like, the fact that we have a talent like him, it's like so mind blowing. It's like, wow, can you believe this guy? I remember this guy when he was a national, like as a 20-year-old playing in the World Series when he hit a home run off of Gerrit Cole. I remember that game so clearly, like in 2019. And now he's teammates with the guy.
Ain't that something? That's baseball, man. That's how it works, man.
Hey, look, the fact that he got traded, this is his third team already, man. Like,
Yeah, that's kind of crazy too, that I feel like he's been playing forever already.
And the thing is, they're stacking him up with greats. Like what's it called? Like yesterday, I got the newspaper, and it was like, oh, what's it called? They was like, the Yankees have landed superstar Soto, and it was like, oh, one of the best. So hold on, let me see. Hold on, give me a second. Oh, Christmas. This is the Daily News, by the way. Christmas comes early for Yankees and fans as Bombers land superstar Soto and long awaited deal with the Padres. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, what's it called? Juan Soto, one of the most feared left-handed hitters in baseball, will bring his swing to Yankee Stadium. And what's it called? I was seeing the Yankees hot stove, and he was on the list like with Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, all like the people like young that age, like really young, like he's getting compared to legends,
That's crazy. That's true, man. That says a lot, man, about a person if you get compared to people already.
And what's the part? They're already calling him a Hall of Famer too, and he's only 25.
Well, he got a World Series.
But like the fact that like right now, like they've been calling him a Hall of Fame talent since he was like 21 or something.
Yeah, I believe it, man. He's got the numbers, to prove it. He's got a lot of numbers.
That's crazy. Maybe he wins his first MVP next year here as a Yankee.
Yeah, wow, man.
And
That's
like let's say Soto go, I mean not Soto, Shohei Ohtani, he goes to the Dodgers, like, and Soto decides to like ball out, what I mean? And imagine Soto takes home his first MVP.
That'll be crazy, yo. I would like to see that. I would like to see that, by the way. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'm gonna speak this to existence. I'm gonna get a baseball sign by Juan Soto.
Hell yeah, man. That's gonna be dope, man. Hopefully we both get one.
Oh yeah. This time you have to be there.
Word, man. We gotta fish around, by the Yankee dugout somehow.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely gotta do that. Like, that ball is gonna be worth a lot of money, especially with this talent.
True, man. I mean, it's already expensive. I'm telling you, his autograph is up there with the judges and Cole and all that.
Definitely, definitely. What's so far? You just can't wait for opening day. Can't wait to see the 22.
It's true, man. But anyway, I guess we said it all. We didn't talk about Verdugo a lot, but I guess he'll play well anyway.
Well, I mean, no offense to Verdugo, the main story is Soto.
Yeah, he's gonna just be extra.
Yeah.
because he could hit home runs too.
But he's not as talented or good as Soto.
No, but he's a little bit clutch too, though.
Oh yeah, he's clutch, but you know, definitely the news of the day was obviously getting Soto. People actually forgot about Verdugo because they're talking about Soto. I didn't see nothing on the newspaper about Verdugo, just Soto. He took up the whole page.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. He did take up the whole page. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, we'll end it here.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next Tuesday with some more news, more in depth on all this, more on Soto coming to the Bronx and everybody else and what's going on with them. And it's getting closer and closer to spring training.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, you know, this is the year, though. Well, I look forward to all of the years, but especially next season. Oh, this is going to be the one that, you know, I'm actually waiting for.
Yeah, man, we're about 7 weeks away.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy. That's not a lot, but it's fast.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me let everybody go. Thank you for watching. Like, share, subscribe. And we'll see y'all on the next one. So long, everybody, and see ya.
Peace.